Cluster B personality disorders are characterized by dramatic, overly emotional, and unpredictable thoughts and behavior. From Ars Longa Media, this is Cluster B, scientifically informed, expert insights into the four Cluster B personality types, antisocial, borderline, narcissistic, and histrionic personality disorder. Here's today's host, Dr. Todd Grande.
Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today's question is, what's the relationship between co-occurring disorders, antisocial personality disorder, and criminal offending? Now, to answer this question about co-occurring disorders and antisocial personality disorder, I'm using an article that was published in 2015 by Ogloff and colleagues. And it looks at this really complex question about the relationship between these different factors. So I'm going to start with co-occurring disorders. So a co-occurring disorder is when there's a presentation that has both a substance use disorder and a mental disorder. Now, there can be several substance use disorders, several mental disorders, but at least one of each of those categories has to be in the presentation for it to qualify as a co-occurring disorder. We know that co-occurring disorders are fairly common with major mood disorders. So a major mood disorder plus a substance use disorder. And we also know that co-occurring disorders are fairly common involving personality disorders, including antisocial personality disorder. Now, criminal offending has been linked to co-occurring disorders. We know that the prevalence of co-occurring disorders in prison populations and forensic populations is somewhere between 70 and 80%. We also know there's an association between co-occurring disorders and violence, increased likelihood of being incarcerated, and increased criminal recidivism. Now, the association between mental disorders in general and violence is actually fairly low. It's a weak association. We know that for specific mental disorders, there is a higher risk of violence. But we also know that when substance use disorder is combined with mental disorders, that increases the risk of violence quite a bit. Now, why does this occur? Well, there are many theories about substance use disorders and violence. One is that the use of substances, including other effects like intoxication and withdrawal, may exacerbate mental health symptoms. Also, we know that intoxication is a major risk factor for violence. Another theory is that disinhibition plays a part. So with substance use, there's oftentimes increased disinhibition. So this would be an increase in impulsive behaviors. And we know that this has a link to criminal offending, specifically violent offending as well. So can we quantify this risk of violence with mental disorders? Actually, we can. We know the prevalence of violent behavior in individuals without any mental disorder is just over 2%. With substance use disorders alone, it's just under 20%. And with co-occurring disorders, it's around 22%. So quite a large difference between the without mental disorder group and the substance use disorder and co-occurring disorder group. Now, again, this is really just an association between these categories and violence. It doesn't mean that there's causality. There may be other factors that cause both the offending and the disorders. Now, specifically talking about co-occurring disorder that involves antisocial personality disorder, we know that there are particular risks with this combination. But first, I'll briefly go over antisocial personality disorder. With antisocial personality disorder, we see seven symptoms in the symptom criteria. We see repeatedly violating society's norms, so engaging in behavior that could be grounds for arrest. We see deceitfulness, impulsivity, irritability and aggression, a disregard for the safety of self and others, being irresponsible, and a lack of remorse. Now, we know that when we look at co-occurring disorders together with antisocial personality disorder, this is linked to more offending than just co-occurring disorders alone. Also, we know the combination of co-occurring disorder and antisocial personality disorder is more prevalent than substance use disorder with any other mental disorder, including any other personality disorder. So what do we see in terms of results from this particular study on co-occurring disorders, antisocial personality disorder, and criminal offending? Well, there were some interesting results, but first it's important to understand that this population was a forensic population, and it was all male. And this sample was taken in Australia. So as with all studies, we have to be careful and how we generalize the findings. So what they found here is that 43% of their sample had antisocial personality disorder, about 78% of their sample had substance use disorder, and about 30% had co-occurring disorder, including antisocial personality disorder. So this could include individuals who had substance use disorder and some other mental disorder, as long as they had substance use disorder and antisocial personality disorder in that presentation. For the purpose of analysis, they broke down the sample into three groups. This first one I mentioned, the co-occurring disorder with antisocial personality disorder, also co-occurring disorder without antisocial personality disorder, and a group that had either no mental disorder or mental disorder only. So this would be the no co-occurring disorder group. And what they found here is that individuals with co-occurring disorders were significantly more likely to have a history of violent offending and significantly more likely to have used substances immediately before offending. Also, individuals with co-occurring disorders here were found to have a higher severity in offending, a higher likelihood of a history of incarceration, and a higher likelihood of a history of juvenile offending. There was no difference when it came to number of convictions, though. The majority of individuals in the co-occurring disorder group and the co-occurring disorder plus antisocial personality disorder group had a history of violent offenses. However, there was no difference between those two groups, the co-occurring disorder only and the co-occurring disorder plus antisocial personality disorder groups, in terms of violent offending. And this finding was a bit of a surprise. The last finding here that I'll cover is that the co-occurring disorder plus antisocial personality disorder group did have the highest rates of offending in general. So what we see here in terms of the results of this study is that we need to be alert when we see antisocial personality disorder and substances combined. It's a combination that has a connection to offending, to violent offending, and to increased involvement with the criminal justice system in general.
For more content like this, check out Healthy Toxic, another podcast from Ars Longa Media, all about what makes or breaks relationships, including issues related to narcissism, narcissistic abuse, and how personality disorders affect relationships. Ars Longa, Vita Brevets. Learn more at arslonga.media.
Science, science, science! Science, science! Hello, podcast fans. Want to get weird with us? Come check out the Mad Scientist Podcast. We are a weekly show that looks at the history, philosophy, and hard facts behind your biggest paranormal questions.
Did the government really pay for a psychic spy program?
Yes!
Is it true that surgery got its start in grave robbing?
Yes!
Can a roller coaster really kill you?
Legally, we can't say so for sure, but sometimes, yes! Join myself, Chris Cogswell, and my co-host, Marie Mayhew, as we examine the science, philosophy, and history behind the strange and unusual. All to discover what's possible and plausible versus what's, well, just made up. Check us out wherever you find your favorite podcasts. The Mad Scientist Podcast.